views, now. This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Listeners, I'd like to introduce you to Kathy Swift. She's a nutritionist who designs curriculum for Food is Medicine and a co-author of a book on digestion, very cleverly called The Inside Track. We're talking about digestion, and we might as well start off with why digestive health is so important.
It is so vitally important because many chronic health problems have their origins in the digestive tract. And this is because every time we eat, we are ingesting information. And this information has to be digested and absorbed in the body to keep all our cells, organs, and systems healthy. And so I often refer to our digestive tracts as our highway to health, or it can be our pathway to pathology and problems.
I like the way you say that.
So, you know, and interestingly, we have an epidemic of digestive disorders, whether it's reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, celiac, gluten intolerance. I mean, quite a few, but most interestingly is there are a number of disorders, including autoimmune conditions, neurological problems, and even, you know, depression and anxiety that are related to the integrity of our digestive tracts.
Well, Kathy, what you're telling us that there's a good reason that the most popular sales of over-the-counter remedies are for digestive symptoms. Let's go on and talk about, is there something about our diet that is fueling the digestive problems?
You bet there is. Our diets are loaded with many of the wrong types of foods, processed foods that are high in sugar, low in fiber, and really missing key nutrients important for health. We're also ingesting some foods that could be triggering adverse reactions in the body and disrupting our immune system, since most of our immune system is in the digestive tract.
Well, you've said that very well, and we repeat it, and it bears repeating. So what is the takeaway message? Let's have some tips for our listeners with regard to how they can improve their digestive health.
Well, there's a process I refer to as weed and seed. It's almost like fixing and rebooting a computer, you know, that gets a virus. And the weeding means that we take a look at our diet, we remove offensive foods. We often might start with the sugar load. It might be the wheat or dairy. So we weed out, you know, toxic ingredients and such. We also might consider removing if there's overgrowth of yeast or possibly an infection that could be problematic. And then the seeding is that we restore the integrity by feeding our inside tracts whole foods that are anti-inflammatory, and we may also use both pre- and probiotics to keep our friendly bacteria in the gut healthy. And we might even use repair nutrients such as glutamine or digestive enzymes. So all those things can be helpful.
Well, thank you. Good tips, and thank you for being with us, Kathy.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I'm glad that, you know, hopefully your listeners will make digestive health a priority.
Just a reminder, listeners, the conference Food as Medicine is coming up soon, June 7th to June 10th, sponsored by the Center for Mind-Body Medicine.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you a wide variety of topics related to health and wellness. We're always here for you, and please make sure to take advantage of the great resources we've set up for you. We have all of our previously recorded shows. We're going on almost 4 years of doing this show every single week, and these shows are available for you for absolutely free, either to stream on your computer or to download as a podcast and listen to at your leisure. You can access those by going to the Village Green homepage, which is www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, there's a little radio microphone. And if you click on that, you can get to all the previously recorded shows. It is a wonderful resource. We've had some phenomenal guests on this show. And of course, today is absolutely no exception. So if you got the email blasts that go out before the shows air, you'll see that today we're discussing chronic pain. And I'm really excited about today's show because I'm always excited when I have a great guest. And there's a couple things that make this guest really exciting for me. Number one, for all you people that tune into the show that are local, he is a local physician. So if you hear something that you like, you have the ability to access this physician here in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Number two, he's actually in here in the studio, which actually improve sort of the chemistry of the interview and helps me extrapolate and get the best information out of the guest. And number three, we're talking about chronic pain issues. Now, chronic pain issues plague so many people in our society. We know that issues around oxycodone addiction are a major threat in our society right now. There needs to be major revamping and overhaul about how these drugs are prescribed. But the reality is, in a lot of conventional approaches to dealing with chronic pain, there aren't great strategies available. So we have to rely on painkillers, narcotics, prescription medications that basically cover up the symptoms. Now, there is a world of dealing with chronic pain that offers such what I would call more elaborate solutions by dealing with truly the root cause. And that's always when you listen to my show, always when you listen to my philosophy. It's about identifying and addressing the root cause of illness to try and facilitate the deepest level of healing and the highest level of health for people. So today, Dr. Safayan is going to be sharing with us some of his strategies of dealing with chronic pain. And I absolutely love this topic. I've had firsthand experience with these treatments, and I have seen so many people benefit from them. So if you have any pain issues, it's not just if you're in chronic pain. If you're an athlete, if you have a nagging chronic injury, if you have an old whiplash injury that crops up every once in a while, you need to listen to this show or you need to share it with someone. So I don't want to take up too much time. I'm going to introduce Dr. Safayan and we'll get started. He started his medical training at Cebu Doctors College of Medicine in Cebu, Philippines, and completed his third and fourth year clerkship rotations through Indiana University School of Medicine in 1985 and 1986. He completed his internship at Flushing Hospital and Medical Center in Queens, New York, and his internal medicine residency at Providence Hospital in Washington, D.C. Dr. Safayan was certified by the American Board of Internal Medicine from 2000 to 2010. He has been in private practice in the Washington, D.C. area since 1990. He is also the preceptor in charge of the HMI UCLA Medical Acupuncture Course for Physicians, which trains over 300 physicians a year in medical acupuncture. He's the founder of one of the first integrative medicine practices in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Dr. Safayan incorporates the best of conventional medicine with complementary therapies such as medical acupuncture, allergy elimination technique, bioidentical hormone replacement, and prolotherapy, which is what we're really going to be focusing on today. Dr. Safayan's integrative practice provides a comfortable environment and time to listen to his patients' concerns. He offers patient education and encourages patient involvement in developing their individualized treatment plan. His specialties include integrative medicine, hormone replacement, prolotherapy, medical acupuncture, nutritional counseling and supplementation, and allergy elimination. Dr. Safayan, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
Sure. So I'd love for you to just kind of introduce yourself to our guests. I mean, I read your very impressive bio, but maybe let everybody know how you came from getting out of your medical residencies, trained as a traditional doctor, and how you started to open up your world to these medical acupuncture and nutrition and some of these other therapies that you now really enjoy sharing with patients.
I finished my training here in 1990 in Washington, D.C., and started in a large multi-specialty group in downtown Washington on DuPont Circle. In a short 2 years, I realized that the conventional care system was lacking tremendously in prevention. And most of my patients were coming in for prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. And when I would talk to them about prevention, diet, exercise, nutrition, they didn't want to hear anything about that because that wasn't the model in which they were being treated. And they wanted their prescription, they would leave. And I jokingly started to say that my MD degree meant maintain disease because all I was doing was providing them their drugs and they were leaving. And I felt that I wasn't really a physician. Frankly, I thought anybody could give anyone a piece of paper with a prescription on it and send them out the door. So I started researching different therapies that were about getting to the source of the problem, understanding the disease model better, preventing disease, and coming up with better therapies that were more natural in that they were effective in using the body's own capacity to heal and regenerate and repair and ultimately maintain the health and well-being of that individual. So shortly after my stay at a very large multi-specialty group, I decided to go off on my own. And I reinvented myself in the mid-90s and started my practice in complementary and alternative medicine, and I'm here today to speak about that.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, that seems to be something that's very much forgotten in the traditional medical approach is the body's capacity to heal. You know, it's thought once the body sort of has reached the state of dysregulation, we need to sort of just suppress symptoms or give medications to kind of keep those things from coming up. Whereas the integrative approach, whether you're using acupuncture or nutrition or supplements or these other therapies, really work on this idea that the body has this capacity to heal and respects that and works to kind of move that along. Now, you had talked about before in our pre-interview, you got to have the right kind of person who's willing to be engaged if you're going to go through these kind of therapies. So maybe you can just touch on that for a second.
It's important to consider our healthcare model today. Our healthcare model was designed many years ago to be very similar to car insurance. When you purchase car insurance, you purchase it because you are wanting to cover your automobile in the event of an accident. However, when it comes to prevention and general repair, it's your responsibility to change the spark plugs, to change the oil, check the tire pressure, etc. The same goes true for our health. We have a healthcare system that was essentially based on an insurance model to cover illness when it presented, and not necessarily prevention. And we as Americans have given the power of our health to someone else. We've given it to the insurance industry. We've given it to physicians. We've given it to politicians. We've given it to the pharmaceutical industry. And essentially, we've sat back and said, okay, they are responsible for our health, not us. Mm-hmm. And that's incorrect. And we need to start to change this way of thinking, because if we don't, the current healthcare system that we all understand is in a very, very bad situation, not only in terms of its cost to all of us, but the fact that people are actually not getting well. We're great at, if you will, fast medicine, but we're awful at slow medicine. And slow medicine being lifestyle changes, understanding the disease process, and educating people as to how they can better take care of themselves so that they don't need to have other people essentially taking care of them. So in our practice, we are interested in working with patients that want to be proactive, mm-hmm. patients that are interested in learning about health and learning about why their bodies may not function as optimally as they want. So those are the ideal patients that come into our practice.
Yeah. Doing the work of preventative medicine and doing the work of maintenance and optimizing health requires a lot of engagement on both sides. And that's when I think it's the most beneficial for the clinician, as I'm sure you have found, and for the patients as well. So let's talk about our main topic today, which is dealing with some chronic pain issues. And I introed a little bit about, you know, how many people are in chronic pain. And, you know, I've been reading a lot of articles recently about the prescription drug addiction epidemic going on with the oxycodones and a lot of the prescription narcotics for chronic pain. I mean, you obviously, one of the first things you got started in was acupuncture, right?
Correct.
Which has a great application for pain issues. Now, you've taken it, I would say, to definitely the next levels and looking at other ways and even more diverse strategies for dealing with chronic pain issues. Talk about how you see chronic pain and how your approaches differ and how that's kind of led you to get to the topic we're going to talk about today, ultimately, which is prolotherapy.
Chronic pain has a definition, and I'm not necessarily going to dwell on that, but the source of chronic pain, and probably most chronic pain, is myofascial, that is, muscle and fascia. Fascia is a very important integral part of our body tissue. If you were to remove all of our flesh except the fascia, you would find that the fascia itself is almost a skeleton. It invaginates. It's a very thin membrane, if you will. It's that shimmery membrane that you see on the chicken. Mm-hmm. When you're taking the skin off the chicken, you find that fascia, which is that smooth, shimmery stuff that's really tight on top of the muscle and very hard to get off. That's fascia. If you were to remove everything except the fascia, that fascia would actually be in the structure of the body of that tissue, whatever that tissue was. So if that was a chicken, then it would look, the fascial planes would all look like the chicken. So fascia is absolutely crucial to our body's function. What happens in chronic pain, especially the majority of chronic pain as it relates to myofascial disturbance, is that this is a very slow process. Initially, someone gets a mild injury, and that mild injury is a stretch or it's a pull, and they hardly even perceive that it was a problem. So they get what's known as a micro trauma. And then after this micro trauma, the collagen fibers in the fascia become deformed. Rather than being laid down one on top of the other in a series, they become bundled up. They become scrambled. With that scrambling, there is scarring of the tissue. With the scarring of the tissue, there's lack of oxygen and blood flow into that area. And then you get a period where the tissue now is really not functioning optimally. But again, the patient doesn't really perceive it. The tissue is now in a period that's called osis. Many of us go to physicians and complain of a pain, and the physician will say, oh, you have a osteoarthritis, or you have some sort of itis. Mm-hmm. Itis means inflammation. Most of our chronic pain problems are actually osis. Osis is approximately 2 to 3 weeks after an initial injury. And when our bodies are in osis, the tissue is actually very frail. It has not repaired well. It does not have much oxygen or blood flow to it. And it's a unfortunate setup for further injury down the line. And given the fact that we're in very busy lives, our tendency is not to pay too much attention to it. And so we go about our unrestrained way of physical and mental and emotional activity because we have lives to live. And as a result, that osis ultimately becomes a major pain problem. Mm-hmm. Where there's now degeneration of the tissue.
Fantastic explanation. When we come back from the break, we're going to pick this up, and Dr. Safayan is going to continue to help us understand some of the origins of chronic pain and is going to help us understand some of the cutting-edge therapies that he implements to deal with chronic pain and deal with some of these myofascial disturbances that lead to a lot of pain issues. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pissarro with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next Sunday, 10 a.m., as always, where my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning. Today, we have a great show lined up for you. I have in studio with me Dr. Ali Safayan. He's a medical doctor with an integrative medicine practice here in the Washington, D.C. metro area. He specializes in medical acupuncture, allergy elimination, bioidentical hormone replacement, and prolotherapy, which is the main topic of our conversation today. We've been discussing some chronic pain issues, and at the end of the last segment, Dr. Safayan explained some of the main origins of musculoskeletal chronic pain being myofascial dysfunction. And I think, Dr. Safayan, right now it's time to continue that explanation of where a lot of chronic pain originates so that people can understand the concept of prolotherapy and why it is such a wonderful tool to help with chronic pain issues. So I'm going to let you continue your little anatomy lesson here.
When we talk about an itis, for example, a tendonitis, that generally implies an acute condition. Someone has an injury and there is itis or inflammation. And that happens within the first 10 days of an injury. But after that period, there is an attempt on the body to repair. And if the repair process is adequate, then there is some level of scarring and some level of functionality returns. Unfortunately, in some cases, especially as a result of our unrestrained way of life, we go from the itis and not necessarily go to scarring, but we go to osis. So we go from tendonitis to tendinosis. And in tendinosis, unfortunately, what we have is very frayed and thin tissue ligaments that have very poor blood supply and have unfortunately not repaired fully. And as a result, they're a setup for further injury. And as a result of this very friable or frayed or thin tissue, the pain receptors that are within that tissue are constantly being stimulated. And this information is being picked up by our central nervous system, and our central nervous system perceives it as pain, and then we do everything we can to alleviate that pain. Generally, what we want to do is take some sort of anti-inflammatory, which is actually counterintuitive when we think about the fact that inflammation is actually a good thing. It's actually bringing in the materials that our body needs in order to repair. One interesting aspect of chronic pain that we should differentiate at this point is that muscles and bones are full of blood. Tendons and ligaments and the capsules around our joints and fascia really don't have much blood supply. So when we injure a muscle or we injure a bone, the repair process is rather quick because they've got plenty of blood supply in those areas. Unfortunately, when ligaments and tendons and fascia and capsules around our joints get injured, because of their lack of blood supply, their repair process tends to be much slower. It can go on for weeks and weeks, if not months, and sometimes years. And again, because of our unrestrained way of life, our busy lifestyles, our need to get up in the morning, get the kids to work, get ourselves to work, and get back home, etc., we generally don't take very good care of these tendinoses, if you will, and they end up becoming a chronic problem. So what generally we do in my practice, when a patient comes in, we get a very detailed history and physical. We sit down and examine the area that they're complaining about. We try to understand the stress in the background. In other words, what kind of lifestyle does this person move their body through on a daily basis? Are they a truck driver? Do they sit behind a computer all day? Are they a construction worker? What are the stressors? Do they have a good family life? Do they have problems in their family? Are they having financial issues? All of these factor into the picture because all of these cause a certain release of neurochemicals that are part of the inflammatory cascade, if you will. Some of them are very beneficial and some of them, unfortunately, are not. So we need to know what's going on in the background. We then do a very thorough physical exam based on their complaints, and then we decide on therapy. And that therapy could be acupuncture. That therapy could be some sort of nutritional support. That therapy could be the need to actually talk to a therapist about some of the psycho-emotional issues that are going on in their life. But ultimately, we want to get to the pain problem, and that's where prolotherapy comes in.
Excellent. So what is prolotherapy?
Prolotherapy has been around quite some time. It's actually nothing new. The fact is, however, over the last decade or so, it's been made popular because a number of very prominent sports athletes have gotten prolotherapy and have done very well by it. Prolotherapy was invented by a surgeon from Canton, Ohio, by the name of George Hackett, a very brilliant man. And in the 1930s, Dr. Hackett was working with about 70 different insurance companies and was seeing a lot of people with back injuries. And it led him in 1939 to postulate that the reason we actually have chronic pain is that we have our ligaments, which are responsible for holding our bones in position. And here, let me differentiate. Muscles are made to move our bodies. Muscles move. Ligaments are meant to hold bone to bone. So they're almost like the cement or the mortar between the bricks. So what Dr. Hackett theorized was that the ligaments actually in an injury, for example, a whiplash, get ripped. The enthesis, which is the point where the ligament attaches to the bone, actually gets ripped away from the bone, and that causes an instability. And it's that chronic instability then that causes the pain. And how does it cause the pain? One, the receptors that are in that area that were ripped send information to the central nervous system that there's been trauma. So please don't move this area. But more importantly, the chronic pain component comes from the fact that the muscles around this injured area are now recruited to become the stabilizers. Again, muscles are only meant to move. They are not meant to contract statically and try to hold two pieces of bone together on a regular basis as a ligament would do. Mm-hmm. So when you have damage to a ligament and it cannot repair well because it doesn't have good blood supply, or you don't give it the time to repair well, then unfortunately the muscles around it have to be recruited to then try to create the stability that is no longer there because of the absence of the ligament that's been damaged.
Yep. Yeah, your body has to create this level of structure. And if the ligaments aren't there to hold it together, the muscles have to. And tight muscles hurt. I am a shining example of it this morning, as I shared with you. I had a whiplash injury when I was in high school. And since then, my neck has been it's my weak spot, my Achilles heel. And last night, I was playing with my daughter, piggyback. She's on my back. She falls off. My head twists in a funny way. And it's not ligament pain that I feel, but my trapezius muscles went into immediate spasm. Incredible spasm, and it is incredibly painful still right now, sitting here with a nice hot pack on my neck. And the reason why it happened is exactly what you explained. The ligaments were damaged during the whiplash injury, and as a result, I have instability in the cervical region of my neck. And when that system is stressed, the muscles try and protect my spine, try and protect my body as a protection mechanism. They clamp down to try and give it the stability that the ligaments are lacking. And that cramping down causes intense pain, which I am currently going through. And I will hopefully be scheduling an appointment with Dr. Safayan for prolotherapy, which is long overdue. But these other factors like busy lifestyles and not taking the time, I am just as guilty. So if we can identify the issue, Dr. Safayan, of this ligament instability or this ligament damage and these muscles and myofascial issues compounding the problem, how do we get at, or what was Dr. Hackett's solution for creating and stimulating some type of regeneration of the ligaments?
Dr. Hackett tested a number of different solutions. He worked with dextrose. Dextrose is considered an osmotic solution, meaning that it draws water out of the cells. He worked with sodium muriate, which is cod liver oil, and cod liver oil acts as a chemotactic agent. In other words, it attracts various nutrients to it when it's injected into an area. Then he also worked with a number of different chemicals that were, if you will, irritants, like phenol, which basically just irritated the tissue so that the body would have to come to the aid of that injured, if you will, area. And he ultimately found that dextrose was by far the safest, the cleanest, and probably most effective for 90% of his uses.
And dextrose, it's just a, is it a sugar?
Sugar water. Yeah. Basically, it is 50%. The bottle of dextrose that we conventionally use is 50% of the solution is actually the sugar, and the rest of it is water. Mm-hmm. And we take samples, we take small parts of that sugar water, 1 or 2 cc's, and dilute it into saline, and also put a little bit of lidocaine, which is the numbing medicine. And we inject that at the enthesis, meaning we take the tip of the needle and we go down to the injured junction between the ligament and the bone, and we inject just a small fraction of a cc into that area in multiple areas around that injured site. And when you inject this small amount of solution into the area, essentially what you're doing is providing a microtrauma, meaning tapping the bone causes release of blood from the bone, so you're attracting nutrients. The dextrose itself, because it's an osmotic solution, the body says, what is all of this highly concentrated sugar doing here in my body? I need to dilute it. I need to get rid of this stuff. So through osmosis, the surrounding area will release nutrients through percolation through the tissue without blood supply. It will just fill the area with nutrients that are there essentially now to repair the damaged tissue. So the dextrose actually is a decoy. It's attracting the body to that area to repair the body in a more accelerated fashion.
Mm-hmm. So we're causing what's like a little local kind of immune response right at that junction where the ligament attaches to the bone. Because that's really, I mean, unless you have an absolute torn ligament, which is not what we're talking about here in these chronic situations, we're dealing with a ligament instability. And that place to focus is what you described as the enthesis, which is where the ligament attaches to the bone, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
And so, you know, people, I think, experience this a lot of times. Maybe they have a shoulder injury, right? And at first it hurts really bad and it heals up like 80, 90% of the way, but there's still a little irritation there. And what can happen is if the irritation is, there still may be injury, but the immune system, it just kind of forgot about it. It didn't fully heal it. It moved on. And what we're doing with prolotherapy, if I'm understanding this correctly, is we're creating a little localized inflammation immune response right at that site of injury to remind the immune system in the body, hey, we still need to do some repair here. We still need to do some work to call the attention back to the problem area. Is that a fair description?
Absolutely.
Okay, excellent. All right, so we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some case stories, some history, who's a good candidate for prolotherapy, who isn't, and Dr. Safayan is going to share some of his wonderful experience with us. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and don't forget to tune in next Sunday at 10 a.m. as always. For my wonderful co-host return, Dana Lake will be here discussing more topics related to health and wellness. Today, I think we're doing a very exciting show. I love this topic of dealing with pain and chronic pain issues because the conventional models of medicine, I believe, offer a very little curative effects for many chronic pain type issues. And I have in the studio with me today, Dr. Ale Safayan, who is a medical doctor and has a integrative health practice here in the Washington, D.C. area and has been practicing in this area, leading the charge in integrative medicine since the early and mid-1990s. We, in the last segment, discussed
finished up our anatomy lesson and discussed this concept of prolotherapy and this injection-based therapy that stimulates healing at the level where the ligament attaches the bone. Because as Dr. Safayan explained, a lot of chronic pain issues originate as a result of ligamentous instability that happens in our joint levels. So this could be, in my example, as I shared with you, my neck pain that has come up because of my whiplash injury and ligament instability in the cervical region of my neck, the ligaments that literally hold the spinous processes and my vertebral column together. They get out of balance, they get easily stretched, and the muscles overcompensate to create stability, and I am in pain. Now, these ligamentous issues operate all around the body and all of our other joints. And Dr. Safayan, I would love for you to talk about a little now some of these other key concepts about musculoskeletal issues and joint structure and ligament laxity, and how it plays out in some of these different areas.
Chronic joint problems plague our entire society. And my feeling, for example, about osteoporosis is as follows. We have our joints held together by ligaments, as we just discussed. And let me use the analogy of a deck of cards. If you have a full deck of cards and you have a rubber band that's holding that deck of cards together nice and tight, then you're not going to lose any of those cards. However, if over time, for whatever reason, you've lost some of those cards and you've lost a good portion of those cards, what ends up happening, that rubber band that once held them together is no longer capable of holding all those cards in position. And so now you have to double up on that rubber band in order to hold those few cards that are still left in the deck. And that's essentially what happens at the level of our joints. Our joints are maintained in space through a concept known as biotensegrity, and they're held there by way of ligaments that connect bone to bone and tendons that connect our muscle to bone. Unfortunately, as we age through wear and tear, sometimes through trauma, and certainly other times through poor nutrition and stress on our tissues, the joint space does not function as well as it once did, and the space starts to narrow. And it's essentially like taking a few of the cards out of the deck of the cards. So the ligaments then around the joint space become loose because they are not being held apart as they once were when the joint was nice and young and firm and maintained its normal proportion. As a result, now the ligaments are loose and the muscles now around the joint have to contract, not just to move the joint, but they now have to take the responsibility of the ligament by trying to maintain the stability and the normal orientation of that joint in space. And in doing so, unfortunately, the muscles will tweak the joint into abnormal locations that it wasn't meant to go into. And now you will have bone rubbing against cartilage, cartilage rubbing abnormally against cartilage, and ultimately you will damage the joint space even further, and that leads to what we call osteoarthritis. So if we can go in with prolotherapy, identify the weak ligaments around that particular joint space, and inject them, and if you will, tighten up the rubber band around the deck of cards so that the cards can't fall out, you will now tighten up the joint space and allow the joint to function more appropriately and allow the muscles around the joint space to go back to their, first of all, normal orientation in space, but more importantly, to their normal function. And that is just moving the joint and not trying to stabilize it.
So we set up normal function in the joint and we give the cartilage a chance to actually work properly. You know, I think cartilage is vastly underestimated. We've all known what cartilage feels like. If you've ever eaten the end of a chicken bone and you get that white chewy stuff, I mean, that's cartilage. It's really not that hard. If you have a good joint, that cartilage, it's living tissue. It can last you 90, 95, 100 years, 105 years. That's how long it's designed to last.
you do a joint replacement on somebody and you put titanium in, one of the hardest metals that we know. And Dr. Safayan, how long will they expect a titanium joint to last?
Right, exactly. It depends on the individual that they put it in. They do their best to put in titanium joints into people late in life. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do it early in life because they may get about 15 years out of it. After that, they have to do something else. They have to go back in and they either have to remove it or they have to use the latest technology. And I'm glad you actually brought up this point. We have to start to understand the old song, which was the knee bone is connected to the hip bone mm-hmm. and the hip bone is connected to the shoulder bone, et cetera, because that's actually absolutely, absolutely 100% legitimate when it comes to the way our tissue works.
Yep.
If you have an ankle problem, I can guarantee you that that will ultimately affect your hip. It will affect certainly your knee. Mm-hmm. It will ultimately affect your upper back. It will affect the way that you walk through space, the way you sit, the way that you will carry various bags around. Because you will offset mm-hmm. your body in an attempt to guard that bad ankle. And that will create problems in other areas of the body through this concept of tensegrity, which means basically the joints are connected to one another. Furthermore, this idea of doing surgery for me is always a last resort. It doesn't matter for what, but it should always be a last resort, certainly when it comes to pain management, because surgery is very limited in that it does not address the entire scope of the problem. They do surgery by getting an MRI or a CAT scan, and they see one small, tiny disc bulge mm-hmm. that is pressing potentially against the nerve root, and they say, okay, that's the problem. They are not considering the muscles that are in contraction around it. They're not considering the fact that this person sits at a chair all day long mm-hmm. that has predisposed them to have that kind of posture and predisposed to that kind of injury to his back. And we go in with this reductionist thinking and we take out that little disc, and for maybe a brief period of time, the patient may get some relief, but then all of a sudden, 6 months, a year, 2 years later, they're back in pain.
Yeah.
And we can't continue, if you will, this reductionist thinking. It's not serving us well, and it's not serving the people that unfortunately go through these processes well.
Well, I think as humans, we got really excited about reductionistic theories because there was a point in time for many years where we didn't understand surgical techniques and we couldn't do them and operate them. So the idea that you could fix things so simply, humans are incredibly, we love engineering things. We're very creative, inventive. So this idea of being able to do these elaborate procedures, I think, is very exciting. And I think where we're at now is still a remnant of that. And I think when you look at the actual outcomes of surgeries, they're not nearly as good as we would like them to be if you were under the idea that, oh, yes, the disc is pushing on the nerve. If we remove the disc, this person's problems will all go away.
Absolutely.
It's not nearly as simple as that in your explanation of everything be connected. Fascia is completely integuous throughout the entire body, your fascia. There's no disconnect in it. It coats our entire muscle sheath as one continuous form of connective tissue. So tweaks in fascia tissue anywhere are going to affect other areas. And that's really important when looking at somebody with a osteoarthritic knee or hip or other areas, especially these weight bearing joints, what other aspects are going on in their body dynamics that have contributed to it. Of course, being overweight is going to put a lot more stress on the knee. Other problems with the ankle on the same side or the contralateral or other side can do it. So really looking at the person as a whole is so incredibly important, and then doing these therapies that improve the actual function. Now, real quick, I don't want to get too much into this, but anytime I ever discuss with somebody about prolotherapy, because it is sort of a pain relieving injection therapy be localized around the joint that hurts, it gets very much confused with other types of injection therapies that reduce pain, which are mainly cortisone injections, which many people are familiar with and understand. Can you just briefly just describe the difference between what a cortisone injection is doing to relieve pain and what a prolotherapy treatment or series of treatments is doing to relieve pain?
Cortisone, by definition, is anti-inflammatory. So it's perfect for pain reduction.
Because inflammation is the root of pain.
That's correct. It's ideal then when someone has pain to take an anti-inflammatory because it will get rid of the pain. The problem is that inflammation is actually not all bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the use of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, as well as cortisone, which is a more potent steroidal anti-inflammatory, in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of all prolotherapists, is that it's not in the best benefit of the patient, and more so in the benefit of the joint or the tissue that is going to need repair. Because anti-inflammatory means that there's actually no inflammation and there's no repair process initiated by inflammation. All you've essentially done is cut the pain sensation to the brain.
Right.
And so the body says, okay, everything's okay. I can go back to my unrestrained way of life, mm-hmm. which then sets them up for further injury down the road.
And there are other issues associated with it too. For example, one of the mechanisms by which cortisone works is it's what's considered to be a catabolic hormone, meaning it breaks things down, including inflammation, which relieves the pain. But many of these physicians that administer cortisone injections in certain joints will tell you, I can't do more than two or three of these injections into the joint. And the reason why is because it actually starts to degrade the integrity of the joint because it's breaking it down. Prolotherapy is actually, right, Dr. Safwan, doing the exact opposite in creating a healing response and actually, in a way, building up the strength of a joint and not weakening it.
Absolutely. Prolotherapy, depending on the agent that's used,
mm-hmm.
prolotherapy is attempting to create a new environment in the area that it's being injected into because of poor blood supply,
mm-hmm.
because of poor oxygenation, because of actual damage to tissue, and the tissue is now very friable. It's thin. It has no tensile strength. When you inject a proliferant, you are trying to produce repair by attracting into that area different growth factors,
mm-hmm.
different chemicals, different nutrients, all in attempt to create the normal repair process, which involves inflammation, which involves granulation, which involves matrix formation, mm-hmm. and ultimately full repair.
Sure. So we're going to need to take another quick break. When we come back, Dr. Safwan, I'd love for you to share with us some case examples, some actual real people that you've worked with, and some of the conditions that are really amenable to recovery with prolotherapy. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here in our last segment and don't have too much time left, so I really want Dr. Safayan to be able to talk to you about some case examples of some people that were really helped with prolotherapy, which has been the topic of our conversation today. So, Dr. Safayan, please talk to us about some real-life examples of people that came to you with pain issues that were significantly helped with prolotherapy.
I take care of a family in Baltimore, and they come to D.C. for their prolotherapy, and their young son, who was in Alaska hiking, was injured and he was in the bush and had to be flown out, brought to Baltimore, and they looked at him at shock trauma, and they gave him a Lutein, told him just to relax and take anti-inflammatories, and his parents brought him to me. And he had somewhat of a swollen ankle but clearly unstable, but didn't have any fractures. And we did one prolotherapy treatment on him, a series of about 20 injections in the appropriate places. And I told him to take it easy for the next week to 10 days and then give me a call. He called me about 4 days later, and he was absolutely astonished that he was able to bear weight on it and walk. He came in 3 weeks later, which is generally the frequency that we want to see the patient back and repeat the injection if it's required. He came back 3 weeks later. He was nearly 100% better. We gave him one injection with another series of injections in the same areas, and he was completely 100% better at this point. I've also had a number of cases. Interesting whiplash case came to me. But the example previously was an acute problem. This is a chronic problem, a whiplash injury that's been at least 5 or 6 years old. And this individual is unfortunately involved in a litigation about it. And his life is very stressful. He's got two young kids at home, and his neck kills him all the time. He does computer work. It's a really awful situation. And he's tried a number of things, including acupuncture, and originally came to me for acupuncture treatments. And the acupuncture improved his situation for about 50%. And in my case, if the acupuncture does not improve it at least to 80, 85%, I go to prolotherapy. We gave him a series of two injections in the cervical spine area over a six-week period of time. And the gentleman, for the first time in 5 years, had no pain in his neck. These are extremely rewarding and gratifying experiences that a physician can have. And certainly it's wonderful for the patient.
Yeah, and it sounds like the recovery happens quickly. Now, does it matter age? I've seen 85-year-old women respond to prolotherapy. So have you seen any, cutoff point where somebody would be a good candidate?
No, I do. I have a lot of elderly patients that come in for osteoarthritis of their fingers, their joints, their elbows, their wrists, their hips, their knees, their necks, ankles, feet, toes. It's a very, very promising therapy for older people that cannot take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs,
sure,
that can't tolerate narcotics, that are already on multiple medical treatments. I don't hesitate in older people to provide them that therapy if they're interested in it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Safayan, for being on the show today. I hope all of you enjoyed our conversation and our topics around chronic pain. If you want to reach Dr. Safayan, you can reach him. Go ahead and give out any contact information for your practice, please.
Our website is www.restorativehealth.org, and our telephone number is 202-244-6661.
Thank you so much, Dr. Safayan. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back in a couple weeks. Don't forget to tune in next week for Dana Lake Show. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
It's about smiles. It's about laughter. It's about going out and making a difference in the life of a child. You don't have to get mad. You just have to go mad. GoMad2011.com is a website dedicated to supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. At GoMad, our mission is simple, to go out and make a difference. So how can you help? Visit the Wish Wall on GoMad2011.com and make a contribution today, or find out how you can donate with a simple text message. Do it now so that we can continue to touch the lives of children with life-threatening conditions by granting their wishes.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. The father of a firefighter who died at the World Trade Center on 9/11 says yesterday's court proceedings involving the self-proclaimed mastermind of the attack seemed ridiculous. NBC's Michael Isikoff reports. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and